So hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I know I've not done a yoga video itself for a little while, so I'm gonna indulge you in some yoga for the next couple of weeks running up to Christmas. Within this session, I wanted to do the first session that is kind of focusing on de-stressing, because as we get closer to Christmas, obviously there's that big build-up and a lot of different issues can appear because of the stress. And we're going to focus on around the lower area below the navel. This area is governed by apana, so the energy is moving down. And when this is not kind of, you know, doing its job correctly, we can get quite a lot of different symptoms such as constipation and, you know, issues in our bowel movements and, you know, any other issues as well that may be down in this lower segment of kind of elimination and releasing. So I want to get us to move into this area just to start to soothe it and to release it and draw the prana and the energy down here so that we can allow it to function a little bit more in harmony if it's kind of not receiving enough prana as maybe it should be, or maybe there's an imbalance. So just seeing if we can allow us to move through the asanas and shift any kind of stagnancy or energy that is blocked. Okay guys, so to begin this session, we're going to start on our back, but just as a little prep, you do need, I'm going to be using some kind of blocks. So if you're at home, you can use blocks. And also, I've got a bolster here, but you can use a cushion, so, or pillow, maybe getting a few just so that you can use this for the end of the session. So, but we will need these a little bit closer on to the beginning of the session. So first of all, we're going to start on our back. So we're going to find a semi-supine position. So just melting yourself onto your back, and I just want you to have your feet so that they are in semi-supine. The feet are on the floor. Just make sure that your spine feels really, really elongated on the mat, and just noticing that natural curve in the lumbar, the vertebra. Drawing your shoulders away, and then I just want you to take both hands onto your belly, onto the lower belly below the navel region. And all I want you to do is just close your eyes for a moment and just allow yourself just to start to connect with the body and with your breath. Just starting to be aware of the breath as it moves in. And as it moves out, notice where the breath moves. Notice which parts of the body are receiving the breath without you changing it in any way just yet. You're just naturally seeing the rise and the fall of the breath. And then I want you to now just allow yourself just to follow the trail of the breath as it comes in through the nostrils. And then I want you to see if you can guide it down into the belly, into the palms, so that you can feel a rise, an expansion around the belly region. And then as you exhale, just let the breath leave this area and just notice the navel gently compress down as it leaves back out through the nose. So we inhale through the nose down into this lower belly, just finding space, finding a soft rhythm. And as you exhale, just noticing the breath as it leaves. Again, you feel it go back out through the nose. As you feel just the rise and fall as you connect with your inhale into the belly and your exhale out of the belly. So just as we breathe, we're allowing ourselves just to give the little organs that are resting beneath a massage. So just knowing that the breath is soothing and it is having a lot of different effects than just what we know it for on the surface. So just guiding the breath down and then just releasing it back out and just relax with the exhale. Just drop a little bit deeper into the support. As you inhale, you're expanding around the lower belly, drawing the breath down, the prana. And then as you exhale, again, you're softening, you're relaxing the belly, you're relaxing the body, the jaw, the head, the shoulders. As you inhale, find the breath in the lower region. And as you exhale, just let the breath dissolve away and massage down into the belly. Just one or two more. In through the nose, to the belly, out of the belly, back out through the nose. last final one. Inhale. And exhale. And then just slowly and gently, just bring your knees in towards your chest. We'll just take the right hand on the right knee and the left hand on the left knee. And I just want you to just get rid of all your breath with an exhale as the knees move in towards the chest. And then as you inhale, just letting the knees move away from the chest. Keep the hands on the knees and just fill up the belly again. Just fill up the lower region of your abdomen. Just feel it expand. And then as you exhale, just allowing yourself just to feel the breath leave this lower region as the knees come back in towards your chest. You're just compressing, a little compression. As you inhale, we expand around the lower belly. Again, just feel it fill. And as you exhale, just feeling it gently compress. As you get rid of all the breath, there's a little squeeze. As you inhale, fill. My belly's already gurgling. As you exhale, relax and just let the knees come in, do the work as you compress all the breath out. As you inhale, fill and receive the breath. The prana move down, that vital life force. As you exhale, let that compression come in. Just two more. As you inhale, expand. And as you exhale, compress. Sometimes less is more. So really having the attention of what we're doing. So really knowing what we're doing this for, rather than feeling we have to do something big and huge. And then just keep that right knee in and just take the left foot onto the floor. You're just going to take an interlock around your knee, around your shin. Flex the right foot. And then with your inhalation, you're just going to bring the head towards the knee and you're just going to fill up all the belly as the knee comes up. And then as you exhale, we roll down, gently releasing the shoulders and the head. As you inhale, head comes back up to the knee, bringing the shoulders up, filling the belly up. As you exhale, roll back down. Let's just do one more. Inhale up, this time stay. So just breathe while you're here. Just let again the breath come and go. Just noticing around the belly as you breathe. Keep your shoulders soft, the jaws relaxed. One last breath. In and out of the belly. And then again with your exhale, just roll back down. Release the right foot. We're going to go into the other side. So bringing your left knee in, taking into lock. And take an inhale, come all the way up, bringing the head to the knee, expanding around the belly. As you exhale, roll slowly back down, gently. With dedicated awareness, inhale. Exhale. This one will stay for a few breaths. Inhale. Hold and breathe. Again, breathing in and out of the belly, expanding. Jaw is soft, shoulders are soft. And then again, slowly come back down. Nice. And then just taking the base of the feet to the floor. So we're going to use the block. So just get in your block. And we're just going to place this block in between your knees, in between your thighs. Again, your feet are hip width and distance, nice and parallel at this point. You're just going to turn your palms down. And we're just going to work into some gentle bridges. So as you inhale, you're just going to start to roll the hips off, keeping the head neutral, don't looking left to right. And just fill up the belly. Just feel the breath expand around into the abdomen. You don't have to come high. As you exhale, roll back down. And as you roll back down, let the spine feel heavy. Let the belly feel heavy. Let everything just drop. As you inhale, slowly rolling your spine back up. And again, just let the belly expand. You don't have to come high. Probably having that alignment with your hips and your knees so you can see your knees and thighs. All the way back down. Let the spine get heavy as you roll down. Relax. Two more. As you inhale, come up. Just fill in the belly. Let it expand with the breath. Feel it open. And then as you exhale, get heavy as the spine rolls down. And again, just relax. One more. This one will stay for a few breaths, so coming all the way back up, inhale. And then just allowing yourself just to breathe in and out of your belly here. And I want you to see if you can loosen your sit bones, just so you're a little bit more relaxed. And just allow the legs to do the work. So you're letting your front of the thighs, the lower legs, the feet push. There's a softness in the buttocks and the lower spine. The breath is moving in and out of your belly. Let's find one last breath. With your exhale, roll slowly back down. And again, just releasing your block. Just take the hands to the lower belly and just breathe in and out of it again. Just noticing. To every exhale, just let go. Inhale, fill that lower region. Exhale, let go. One more. So from here, just bringing your knees back into your chest and just give yourself a little rock. And then we're just going to come on to one side and then just coming all the way onto hands and knees from this point. So just bringing your big toes together and your knees wide. If we just bring the wrists underneath your shoulders and just a little bit further forward from that position. And then I just want us just to find a cow pose. So we're dropping the navel down. You're just expanding through the lower belly into the ribs, into the chest, opening your collarbones, pushing through the hands. And then with your exhale, just let your spine get long and just allow yourself just to gently drop the bum towards the heels. And just allowing yourself just to pick up the rhythm of the breath first. Just forehead touches. As you inhale, coming all the way back to all fours, dropping the navel down. Expanding the belly. And as you exhale, again, the navel is moving all the way back as we bring ourselves towards our heels. Just noticing that little compression in the lower belly. As you inhale, allowing yourself just to expand and open the belly. Just doing a few more of these with your breath. As you exhale, you're dropping your bum to the heels. Draw in the navel gently back. Get rid of all the breath. Inhale, expand. So with your exhale, as you're exhaling, just let your bum and just let your legs and just let everything in the lower body get heavy. Like gravity is just drawing it down. The breath leaves. The body get heavy. Inhale back up. Let's just do one more. Exhaling again. Just gently let the navel move back. Just let the body get heavy. And then inhale, just coming all the way back up to all fours. We're just going to tuck the toes and we're going to come into our first downward facing dog. Hopefully my ears won't fall off. And they're even touching the floor. So just allowing yourself just to find your sit bones moving up. And again, you can have a bend in the knees here. I just want you to paddle into the feet. So I want one knee to bend so that as you bend the knee, you can feel that the thigh comes towards the right side of your belly. Just take a few breaths there. Just feeling the belly rise. And again, just gently compress back with the exhale. One more breath. Feeling that awareness down the back of the left leg and then just switch it to the other side. And again, you can feel that little gentle compression in the left side. Again, breathing deep. Pushing the hands into the floor. And then just allowing yourself just to send the feet so that they are at least mat width now, so you've got a wider downward facing dog. Again, a little bend in the knees is fine if you need it, but just sending your sit bones up and just for a moment, just draw the shoulders away from the ears and just observing the belly gently moving back towards the spine as you breathe. You may even be able to keep it gently hugging back here while you breathe a little bit higher up into your body. But it naturally wants to expand and contract. And then just take in your feet so that they are hip width again. We'll just go down for a little rest. So just drop the knees. Just allowing yourself just to release your forehead. And as you release your forehead, again, just bringing that awareness back to the breath. Just see now if you can focus in the lower back. That breath moving into the belly, but also around the lower back region, around the waist. Just coming all the way back to all fours. Take it back into your downward facing dog. And then we're just going to start to walk your feet so that they're just coming halfway up the mat and the hands are going to come to meet the feet. And if you've got your blocks and you need your blocks, and blocks I would recommend here just so that we can work on focusing on getting that length through the spine. So just allowing yourself just to really for a moment just release over. And again, I just want you to be aware of the lower belly. Softening the knees if you need to for the back. Please making sure your back is safe. That inhale, that exhale around the lower belly. And then with your next inhale, you're just going to come to your fingertips. And I just want you to lengthen your spine forward and just swell the belly. And then with the exhale, just gently compress the belly as you come back down. Again, notice it naturally does it. As the breath leaves, gently hugs up. As you inhale, expand and lengthen. As you exhale, compress. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, compress. Then just taking one of them blocks and you're just going to place it underneath the chest between the shoulders. We're going to take the left hand onto the block. And then with your next exhalation, you're going to float the right arm up, bend the left knee. As you inhale, come back down with that hand. Ground through the right, exhale through the left, bending the right knee. Inhale down, just switch. Do that two more times to each side. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale back to the right, feel the navel, inhale, swell it as you come back down, exhale off to the other side, feel the belly, move back, inhale, and then just melt and release. So from here, guys, we're just going to roll up the spine. So just really, really slowly, just rolling up. Letting the head just stack on top of your spine. And then I'm just going to get... So from here, we're just going to take a wide stance. So just taking your feet really, really wide. And then just bringing your arms up. And if you just look down at where your wrists are, your ankle should be underneath that point, not a little touch wider if that feels comfortable. The right toes are going to go to the short edge of your mat. And then we're just going to keep the hands on the hips. And I just want you to come back to this awareness around your belly. Just take an inhale, fill the belly. And then with the exhale, we're going to bend that right knee on top of that ankle. And again, if you need to step wider or go wider, then go wider. But make sure you can see your big toe and the knee is going to the little toe side and you're rooting down the edge of your left foot. Inhale, straighten the leg and swell the belly. So as you exhale, just gently compress and just feel the breath leave as the belly draws back. Inhale, straightening the leg. Exhale, bending. So we'll stay here on this one, just allowing yourself just to float your arms so that they're in line with your shoulders. And we're going to exhale. We're going to bring the right arm to the right thigh and the left hand to the hip. And again, I want you to focus on the belly drawing back with the exhale. With the inhale, just bring in the arms so that they become in line with your shoulders again. Belly swells. With the exhale, we take it back into that right side. Keep that knee opening, drawing your belly back. One more, inhale. Exhale, coming all the way back in. Right hand to that right thigh. Just allowing the navel to inhale. And exhale, just feeling it gently swell and gently compress as you breathe. Let's just find one more breath here. And then inhale, straightening the leg, bringing the arms back up. Exhale, release the arms. Bring your right toes in, send your left toes out. And hands back onto the hips, take an inhale, swell into the belly. Exhale, allowing this knee to bend on top of the left ankle. As you inhale, straighten. As you exhale, just feel that engagement. As you inhale, feel. This time we'll stay. As you exhale. Then inhale them arms. Then exhale, coming into the left side, feeling your belly come back. As you come over, inhale back. Keep the bend in the knee. Exhale in. Inhale back up, this one will hold. Exhale back in. And just hold here. Again, belly fills and draws back. Fills and draws back. And last breath. Then inhale all the way back up, parallel into your feet. And we're just going to gently come all the way down and over in between your legs. So you can use blocks again here if you feel more comfortable with blocks. We're just going to allow us to just melt over and in to the legs. And then we're just going to bring it back into the long spine. So as you inhale, you come into your fingers, you're lengthening your spine, you're swelling your belly. And then as you exhale, you're just gently coming down and gently let the belly do its work as it compresses. As you inhale, allowing yourself to lengthen forward. And as you exhale, gently melt back down and in, letting the belly gently draw back. As you inhale, again, just fill in. Exhale back down and in. We're just going to find a few breaths melting down and in now. And again, just notice the belly rise and fall. Allowing them legs to be lovely and strong. Your insteps are lifting. You're pushing down the edge of the feet. Your feet are like little duck feet. So your toes are in and your heels are slightly out. Your shoulders are away. Your head is soft. Jaw is relaxed. Then slowly bringing that left hand, just going to come back underneath the chest. We're going to move with that breath again. So as you exhale, coming into the right side. Bend the knee if you need to. As you inhale, come back. As you exhale, back into that right side. You may bend the knee if you need to. Inhale back. Exhale back in. Inhale back. We're going to switch to the other side. So exhale into the left side. Inhale back. Exhale in. Inhale back. Last one. Exhale in. Inhale back. And then you're just going to slowly and gently just take your right toes back to the front of the mat. Walk all the way around into a lunge. And then just stepping back to a child pose just to rest. So knees wide again, big toes together, bringing the forehead down. Arms are coming behind the body. Just observing how you're feeling. So from here, guys, we're just going to bring ourselves up to a seat. So you can use, I did recommend having a bolster or blocks. And again, you can use both for this next asana that we're going to do. So, move my hair out of the way. So what we're going to do is we're just going to bring ourselves back onto our back. And if you have, again, either one, whichever feels most appropriate for you, just bringing yourself onto your back. And I just want your feet to be on the floor so that the knees are bent. And again, I want the head just to stay in position as we gently lift up the hips. I'm going to use a bolster here just to draw this underneath my hips, but you can use blocks. And I'm just going to rest my pelvis, my sacrum, on that support and just turn my palms up. And I really here, I want to really let go of my belly and just let everything dissolve in this area. So just allowing yourself just a moment just to make sure that you feel comfortable. And I just want you to come back to your belly breath. So you're just tracking back into the inhale through the nose into the belly. As you exhale out of the belly through the nose, and you're just feeling the rise and the fall of the breath at the belly. And now just use them exhales just to get heavy. You're really letting go, really, really surrender into the support. Let your jaw relax. Coming back to the breath, just letting everything drop internally, just letting your chest open, letting your hips be heavy, the spine. Finding a few more breath here, just really, really letting go into the support. It's giving your body permission to release any stress or tension, dissolving any areas that may be congested or stuck. Allowing all of the organ body to have a little bit of a tip upside down, but without having to hold itself there. Use the support and just completely let go. See if you can let go of your thighs. Go of your ribs. Last breath. And then just gently push through the feet and just lift up the hips and just slide your bolster, your blocks away, your cushion, your pillows. Roll back down. And then just let your legs lengthen. Let your toes fall out to the corners of the mat. Just allowing yourself just to find a few moments here in your Savasana. Stay here as long as you can. If you can stay here longer, stay here longer. But just let go. Just completely let go of your body. Let it soften and relax.